Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled Two Rackets in One. Like all rackets, the trucking racket and the poultry racket are made possible by the connivance of dishonest politicians with underworld crooks. At present, York City is faced with two wars, a trucking war and a poultry war. Tribute is levied against all out-of-town trucking concerns who wish to deliver goods in York City by a group of racketeers calling themselves the Modern Truckers Protective Association. Also, all trucking concerns are warned particularly against hauling poultry to or from certain poultry dealers who are not members of the Metropolitan Poultry Dealers Protective Association. Another racket. As our story opens, Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, is cruising around with Officer Mike Manigan in the police car.
I hate driving along under the elevated.
Yeah, me too. You can't tell when some skittery female decides to cross against the light.
Not much room to swerve, and those L pillars don't give an inch when you hit them.
Hey, look at that truck ahead. Oh, boy, what a smash up. Park the car, Danny, while I run ahead and see if anybody's hurt.
All right, Mike, I'll be right with you.
Come on now.
Hey,
stand back now. Stand back. Let's have a look. Hey, who's that lying there?
That's the driver of the truck.
Yeah, he turned out to avoid hitting a pedestrian.
And got it himself. Oh, he's in pretty bad shape. Some of you phone City Hospital for the ambulance. I'll make it snappy.
I'll go, officer. There's a phone in my store.
Yes, some water, I brought
it. Oh, thank you, lady. I'll find out, Mike.
Well, the driver here turned his truck to avoid hitting a pedestrian and lost control, I guess. And his truck turned over on him. Oh, the poor devil, he got it bad, I'm thinking.
The truck belongs to the Intercity Trucking Company.
Yeah.
They're one of the trucking companies who refused to join the MCTA.
Yeah, that's right.
What became of the pedestrian?
Well, I don't know.
Did any of you people see the person whose stupidity and haste caused this accident?
Yeah,
I saw him. He was standing on the corner for some time. And when he saw that truck coming, he started running across the street. He stopped suddenly. And when he saw the truck crash, well, he ran away. Which way did he run? Across the street the way he started?
No, the opposite direction. Well, what do you think, Danny?
This wreck was planned, and I think I know who planned it.
Cars 42 and 47.
47?
Calling.
That's
cars
us, Danny.
Yeah,
I wonder what's up.
And 47. Go to 1327 Rankin Street. There is a fire in a garage.
Come on, Danny,
calling
let's step
cars
on it.
42 and 47.
Protective Association was out for blood this time.
And why, Danny?
That garage is where the Intercity Trucking Company parks its trucks.
Calling car 47. Go to 3rd and Pine Street. There's been an accident.
Give it a gas, Danny. Oh, boy, this is our busy day.
I never saw anything like it. His car went zigzag from one side of the street to the other like the driver was drunk.
and then it came right up on the sidewalk and crashed into the store here.
What caused him to crash?
Well, I really don't know, officer.
Where did you first notice him?
Up the street a piece. Nick Martin has his coffee pot. He was eating a mess of mushrooms.
Mushrooms? In a coffee pot lunchroom?
Yeah. I thought it was funny. Nick don't serve us no mushrooms.
Did Nick seem to know this man?
Yeah. This guy says to Nick, "Nick, you sure know how to cook mushrooms?" And Nick says, "I cook them special for you, Mr. Goodman. Every Tuesday, I make special for you myself these mushrooms." And this guy here says, "Sure there ain't no toadstools among them. You know, toadstools is poison."
So I've heard.
Yeah. And then when I came out, this guy was getting in his car. And like I said, pulled out in front of me.
So now look at him. The poor devil is dead.
Yes, Mike. This looks like a case of murder.
Doc, and an interesting one.
Yes.
What did you find out at the hospital?
They performed an autopsy on Goodman and found evidence of food poisoning.
Who was he?
He was head of the S&M Poultry Company.
That's one of the companies who've been fighting the poultry racket, isn't it?
That's right.
And where does Nick Martinez, the restaurant man, come into the picture? Now, what motive would he have for plotting the death of one of his customers?
That's what the Blue Beetle is going to find out tonight.
How?
Nick's brother, Julio, is a wealthy importer of fancy groceries and foodstuffs. He has a sort of a dude ranch out beyond the city limit.
What's that newsboy calling?
I don't know, Doc. I'll see you in just a moment.
Get your latest steak, sir. Eat all about it.
Here you are, boy.
Give me one of those.
Yes, sir. Here you are. Thank you.
What's the paper say, Danny? Banker Williamson, president of the Drovers and Provision Dealers Bank, was killed by a bomb which blew up his car when he stepped on the starter.
My. And he was one of our finest citizens. An honest, straightforward businessman. Now, who could have wanted him out of the way?
I don't know. But Julio Martinez, Nick's brother, is one of the directors of the bank. And he may know.
So what are you going to do?
The Blue Beetle is going to ask Mr. Julio Martinez a few questions. And waste no time about it. So long, Doc. Don't wait up for me. And don't worry. The Blue Beetle may be out till dawn.
Come, get Julio the big kiss.
Conchita likes this rich man, the big kiss. Is that good, no?
No.
Oh, my God, it is not good.
He's not big enough.
Oh, then here is a bigger one.
That is better. Tomorrow you will begin to make much money with this kiss.
Conchita likes that. What Conchita do?
Conchita meet with rich man. Who will not do what Julio wants? Yes. Conchita make rich man's wife jealous.
Oh, me, I like to make all the women jealous. That is fun.
See, Conchita will have much fun, but not this rich man. Pedro.
Si, senor.
Wine for Conchita.
Si,
senor.
And tell Mexico Pete I'd like for him to do tricks with his lariat.
Si, senor. I bring him pronto.
And now, my friends, we will eat, huh? For you, my brother Nick, has made chili con carne. And his specialty, mushrooms a la Martinez. What is this sound?
It's the Blue Beetle signature. He must be
here. He is here.
And what, may I ask, is the cause for your visit to me, Blue Beetle? This is not the masquerade party. These are my friends and
hired thugs and murderers
who make strange accusations, masquerader, and annoying ones. You are greatly outnumbered, Sir Knight in Blue Armor. But depart before I...
Before you what?
Before I call the police.
The police are already on their way here.
The police don't like the police.
And you? Quiet, everybody. We are respectable citizens. We do not fear the police. Why have you called them, masquerader?
To pick up the murderers of Banker Williamson, poisoner of Samuel Goodman, the rotten gang of racketeering crooks.
Grab him, men! Bring the machete!
Put that gun down, Pedro. And you next, Julio. And it's for you, Nick, with your machete. I'm allergic to knives, so drop it. Don't try to run away, Julio. I want you as a special guest for the police.
Good work, Pete. Rip the blue beetle with your lariat.
What I do now, senor?
Sit on him and put dog in his mouth.
I have his hand, senor boss.
Try them, Pedro. Pete, throw your lariat over that beam there and haul the blue beetle up by his feet. Then tie the end of the lariat to the post on the stairway.
Si, senor, I do. But my lariat, she is good one.
No, I will buy you another one.
Police! The police! The
car! Everybody will go out by the back way. Take the cars and go to my office. I will join you there as soon as I have done away with this blue beetle.
What would you do with him, eh?
Let him hang by his feet from the rafters until the police arrive. For a long time, they have wished to capture the blue beetle. I, Julio Martinez, make them president of the Blue Beetle.
What will happen when the police arrive? Will they capture the Blue Beetle? Or will he free himself and escape to pick up the trail of Julio Martinez and his gacketeers? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle. Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled Two Rackets in One. In the first episode, several trucks belonging to the Intercity Trucking Company have been wrecked or damaged by fire. The head of the independent S&M Poultry Company has been killed in an accident after eating some poison mushrooms in a restaurant owned by Nick Martinez. And both the Intercity Trucking Company and the S&M Poultry Company have refused to join or pay tribute to so-called protective associations, which Dan Garrett believes are operated by Julio Martinez. wealthy brother of Nick. Also on the same day, J.L. Williamson, president of the Drovers and Provision Dealers Bank, of which Julio Martinez is the director, has been killed by a bomb attached to the starter of his motor car. As the episode ended, the Blue Beetle, who interrupted a gay party at Julio Martinez's home in the hope of bluffing some compromising admission out of him, is involved in a fight with Julio's hirelings. As he is chasing Julio, he is tripped up by a lariat in the hands of Mexican Pete. The crooks, before fleeing, gag and bind him and string him up by the feet from a large crossbeam as the sound of police sirens fade in.
Good thing those cops didn't put that gag in tight. Now if I can just double up like a jackknife, free my hands. There, my hands are free. Now to double up. Grab the rope. I've got it.
Hello there! Open up, it's the law!
We're not breaking the door, Manigan.
I'm not breaking in any man's door to ask him some civil questions. Besides, we ain't here to make an arrest. We're just here to question Julio Martinez of Martinez or whatever his name is.
Well, a man with a name like that can't be on the level. Maybe he's a crook.
And what makes you say that?
Well, he's a foreigner, ain't he?
Now, look who's talking. And you, one generation out of County Kilkenny and Ireland. Are you a crook out of the local?
That's different.
Oh, it is now.
Now, maybe he ain't home.
And maybe your mother's cat had kittens.
So why don't you try the door? Maybe it ain't locked.
And maybe you'd like a kick in the shin.
There, see? Just what I told you.
Shut up. Anyway, I did my duty according to regulations.
Hey, look, Mike. There's a rope hanging from that beam. Maybe Martinez...
hung himself and his ghost is hidden his body.
Well, all right. What do we do now?
And we report back to headquarters. Come on, now. Maybe the chief will send us out here again in the morning.
Gosh. Lucky that beam was wide, or Manigan and O'Toole would have spotted my Blue Beetle armor. Now to get down and make a little search among Julio's private papers. He didn't take them with him. The Blue Beetle's going to put Julio Martinez and his gang behind bars.
Last night.
Yes, but I got what I went after. Listen to this. I found it among some burned papers in Julio's fireplace.
What is it?
A letter from J.L. Williamson, president of the Drovers and Provision Dealers Bank, to Julio Martinez.
Incriminating?
Very. Part of the letter is burned away, but enough's left. Now listen. I have received proof you are Secret Power Protective Association. Inasmuch several lives snuff out terrorist, look upon you as murderer. Unless you resign directorship, bank, I shall turn evidence over to... And that's all, except the signature.
You had the goods on Martinez, apparently.
Yes, and this letter will help to hang Senor Martinez.
But first you'll have to catch your man. Didn't you say you heard him tell his men to meet him aboard his yacht?
That's right.
Well, what are you going to do?
The Blue Beetle is going to commandeer the fastest plane he can find and scour the seacoast. Well, so long, Doc. The Blue Beetle's going to fly high, fast, and true. Tomorrow at this time, the trucking and poultry rackets will be smashed.
He's going to test those new bomb sites this morning.
Yeah, there's one of the bombers over there now. Boys ran it out of the hangar a few minutes ago.
Mm. Hey, look. There's someone there driving out to the plane. See that low-slung roadster there?
Yeah. That's not an army car either. Come on, let's see who it is.
Yeah. Looks like that mysterious guy who's always wearing blue chain armor and a mysterious mask.
The Blue Beetle?
Yeah, that's it. Come on, we better speed up. He's going to climb into that cockpit.
Hey there! Hey! Hey, get out of the way!
catches up with them. Must be mighty important business when the Blue Beetle defies the United States Army.
Yes, and there's three live bombs in the bomb rack of that plane. Conchita, she is beautiful.
Oh, I like a man who owns big yachts. I think Conchita marry man who owns big yachts. How you like, Julio?
That is matter we will discuss when the other matter is just done.
What do you mean?
There is much work to be done. Money to be made to be sure his mouth will be closed permanently.
You mean the Blue Beetle?
The Blue Beetle is now in the hands of the police. They will not believe him. I have destroyed written evidence. But there is human evidence that must be destroyed.
Ah, you are a ruthless man. Conchita love ruthless man.
Beg pardon, Senor Capitan. There is plane off there, sir. Moving fast this way.
It's army plane. He is no concern about. Tell Manuel to head out to sea.
Aye, sir.
And tell Sparks to get in touch with Rogi ashore by wireless and report.
Aye, aye, sir.
But look, Julio. That plane, she's coming down. She's coming close to us. What do you think those five masks, Julio?
Our interfering masquerader.
You mean the Blue Beetle?
Si. Pedro. Pedro. That plane. The Blue Beetle. Give him with my compliments a salute from the machine gun.
Si, senor. I knew it. Pronto.
Pedro is one good shot, huh? Mr. Blue Beetle does not like our salute. He has fly away. Maybe now he will mind his own business.
Senor, look. But look. He's coming back.
Oh, well, if he wishes more salutes, we give him plenty.
But maybe he give us the same thing. Conchita no like bullets.
You go below, Conchita. I do not want you to be here.
Si, senor, I go downstairs. It is not so noisy.
Yes, but Conchita and Julio's brother Nick were rescued by the Coast Guard.
What about the bomber?
Well, I managed to land her safely on Randall's Beach. She'll be all right with a little going over.
Lucky Uncle Sam's men didn't catch you.
Yes, it was. As soon as I beached the plane, I dived in again and swam mostly underwater to Ellis Point. I waited there until dark, then slipped through the police lines, which were spread out to capture the Blue Beetle.
Well, Danny, according to the newspapers, Nick confessed his part in the racket and also incriminated several politicians who were bribed by his brother Julio to prevent action by the police against Julio's fake protective association.
That's fine. If it weren't for crooked politicians, these business rackets couldn't flourish as they do.
Well, they don't last long after the Blue Beetle starts nipping.
The Blue Beetle will continue to nip as long as there are crooks preying on honest businessmen.
Two rackets were smashed by the Blue Beetle with one bomb. The lesson of this story is that the rackets in this country are being rapidly eliminated by aroused citizens and the agencies of law and order. What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his one-man crusade against crime and the underworld? Can he continue to outwit the forces of evil? These questions will be answered in the next adventure of the Blue Beetle. Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.